It is going down January 6th at the Asylum. Impact Homecoming, the big main event. Brian Cage, Johnny Impact. Johnny Impact is in the studio right now. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. I was just we were just talking about how cold it is outside.
It is miserably cold.
I might be spoiled because I'm from Los Angeles.
Right.
But when I told Ross is from Chicago, I said it's cold. He said it's actually not that cold.
Right. It's not too terribly bad. You know, you're probably sitting here thinking, man, I'd rather be back on that island on Survivor than this cold weather, right?
Believe it or not, like even though the island was a lot warmer than it is here, when you're wet and you're in your underwear.
Well, yeah, I can see that now. So let me ask you that real quick about this. Some people wanted to know about the Brochacho blind side.
Yeah, I was shocked. I did not see that one coming at all.
Were you, because, you know, I've got some friends that were talking about watching and they're like, they knew that you were going to win. And then, of course, when it happened, they're like, well, we just lost tons of money on this because we betted on him to win. So what's going through your mind when
they
all that
just
happened?
Lost tons of money.
Well, you did too. So
like,
yeah.
A million bucks.
man, what's going through my mind when that happened? Really, I was shocked. Like, I didn't see it coming. In retrospect, there were some things that I could have done a little bit differently to probably prevent that from happening, but I don't regret the experience at all. It was really a cool thing for me, and I probably never would have been stranded on an island with anybody, but staying up all night talking to a robotics professor or to a physician or a SWAT team operator or all the people there were just like really articulate deep people and different people from the types of people that I usually come into contact with.
Right. So my guest right now, Johnny Impact, is hanging out. Homecoming is going down at the Asylum January 6th. Let's talk about this, Max. You and Brian Cage. And I've seen some photos of Brian. He is a big dude.
Yeah. He's a machine. Brian calls himself a machine, and that's a pretty good description of who he is. I mean, he eats like seven times a day. He trains twice a day. He's got his macros counted out. He is so big and so strong. He's probably the strongest guy on the roster. And he's also like, there's things that he can do athletically that a man of that size has no
right.
business being able to do. He's a phenomenal athlete.
And you know, and you talk about how he trains, and I follow you on Instagram, and I see you're training too. So I'm sitting here looking at this, and he comes out, and he's like, I'm cashing in option C. What's going through your mind backstage when you hear him say that?
So option C basically means he's given up his X Division title. I know how much that meant to Brian for a shot at my Impact World Championship. It means he's motivated. It means that I got my work cut out for me. And I was saying Brian's a machine. He trains hard. And, in wrestling, you say a couple nice things about your opponent, and then you say some even nicer things about yourself. But if you're following me on Instagram, you know that I also train extremely hard, and I do a lot of functional training and movement training. And what I think this match is going to come down to at Homecoming is thinking.
Thinking?
Yeah.
It's a chess match then.
If you think about it, machines are programmed to do one thing, right? But they're not very good at calling audibles. And, you know, I don't want to dumb shame Brian. You don't want to dumb shame Brian. There's probably millennials
right.
listening to this show. So I think ultimately the experience that I have being in high-pressure situations and main-eventing pay-per-views is going to enable me to think a little bit more quickly and call it on the fly, so to speak, call audibles, and come up with creative offense to stop Brian.
All right. My guest right now, Johnny Impact, is hanging out with us. And, you know, I've watched several of your matches, followed your careers, and I know you're going to get high-flying, and so is Brian. So how do you, like, what can we expect from this match from you? Because I know that there's still some tricks in your bag that you haven't shown everybody.
That's, I'm constantly adding new tricks to the bag of tricks. That's part of being a pro wrestler these days. First of all, let me say something about Homecoming. I mean, Nashville really has been the heart and soul of Impact Wrestling from back when it started in the early 2000s. And being able to walk back into Nashville, and specifically the Asylum where everything began as Impact World Champion, is an honor, and it's humbling, and it's really cool for me to say that we are coming back to the fans of Impact Wrestling, that and a lot of them have been fans since day one, and to be able to come back into that building and give the fans Impact, bring Impact back to Nashville is a really cool thing. Along with the cool factor comes pressure.
Right.
And, there's going to be a lot of pressure to perform. from the top of the card to the bottom of the card at Homecoming. And the main event certainly will maybe one of us will fold under the pressure and one of us won't. And maybe that'll be what decides the winner. But I believe both of us have said in interviews that we're both willing to do whatever it takes to walk out of Nashville world champion. And I would expect to see a slugfest, two guys leaving it all out there because both of us want to leave here as champion.
Right. And you talk about Impact coming home. Like, I remember the first event that I ever went to Impact. It was at Municipal Auditorium. I remember that. I remember sitting there front row thinking, this is the greatest thing in the world. And then every week I was at the Asylum for every taping.
What year was that?
So, let's see. That had to have been the early 2000s because I remember the main event.
2002 maybe?
The main event of that show was Ken Shamrock versus Jeff Jarrett for the title.
That's crazy. It's cool actually for me to talk to someone like you about this because at that time I was on Tough Enough and I was aware of Impact Wrestling and watching it whenever I could, but I was kind of in my own bubble.
Right.
And, now that I'm Impact World Champion and I've worked here, I've gone back and watched a lot of the early Impact TNA stuff, and it's really cool. And the more of it I watch, the more I realize how much it means to come back here on January 6th.
Right. Johnny Impact, my guest right now, Homecoming January 6th at the Asylum. You can get tickets online, impactwrestling.com. We talk about the card, and I'm kind of looking, and there's somebody else that's on the card that's going for a title shot that you know very well. Your wife is wrestling night. Let's talk about that.
Taya versus Tessa for the Impact Women's Championship. And this is something that we talk about in the house.
Of course.
Frequently. The opportunity that we have to be, I don't know if the first husband and wife, simultaneous champions ever, but possibly the first husband and wife, world champion, women's champion for Impact Wrestling. And at least the first time newlyweds have done that.
Right.
And it's something that we're both really excited for. That would mean I would have to retain and she would have to win. Neither one of those is going to be easy matches, but Taya has been training her ass off. She's currently in the shape of her life, and in a couple weeks, she's going to be in even better shape when she takes on Tully's daughter, Tessa.
There was actually, I think it was like a couple months ago, I actually saw her wrestle here at the Asylum, and I was blown away. Like, I was just sitting there, and I was like, this girl's got it. Like, she is on top of her game. There's the sky's the limit for her.
I think a lot of people have that reaction when they see her wrestle because she's done so much in Mexico. She lived in Mexico
right.
City for over 5 years and learned so much lucha down there and had hundreds and hundreds of matches in Mexico City. So when people see her wrestle now in the States and in Canada, sometimes it feels like where has she been? She came out of nowhere. But really, no, like she busted her ass in Mexico working for AAA and was women's champion down there. Still to this day, I think the longest reigning Reina de Reinas women's champion in AAA history. So, she's no slouch.
No, and I was sitting there watching her and just some of the like high flying. I was like, I'm literally on the edge of my seat the entire match just watching it. Because, you know, back in the day when they had women's wrestling, it was just kind of like 5 minutes squash. There it is. But now you're sitting here watching and they're like main eventing pay-per-views and it's crazy.
I'm watching the women's matches these days and thinking, God damn it, now I gotta go after that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to sit here and be like, okay, she just did this, so let me see if I could crank it up just a notch just to get over that way.
It really, like, the women's, like, the evolution of professional wrestling is really something that that I know that she's proud of, like, as one of the people that have been on the forefront of that, and Tessa too, and that pride that both of them have in what women are doing in professional wrestling and what both of them, Tessa and Taya, are doing with professional wrestling is part of the reason I think both of them are going to be so motivated to beat the crap out of each other
right.
to win that women's championship at Homecoming.
Man, it's so awesome. Johnny Impact is my guest right now. Homecoming is coming back to the Asylum January 6th. You can get your tickets right now, impactwrestling.com. The Ultimate X returns. Like, I've been following just, Impact Wrestling on Instagram, and I'm seeing all these, like,
matches
from the
past. Ultimate X match.
And
because that was one of, like, my favorite, like, matches that's an Impact original situation.
Right. And I remember going to the very first one, and I was just blown away. Just the whole, the ropes up here, trying to get to this, and then everybody giving it their all. And you see the people like, you know, AJ Styles and Felix Skipper and, you know, Christopher Dan. And it's just like,
For sure, that was one of those ones where, like, the first time I saw that, like, mind blown. And I was, to this day, watch that, and, like, when I get there and that Ultimate X is set up, I'm for sure going to at least go.
You're going to try to see.
Yeah, man, I've always wondered. Yeah, I've always wondered, because, like, I mean, the cable probably hurts your fingers, and, like, it's not that easy to go hand over hand on anything. And,
right, like, especially when you're dangling.
Weighs a little bit more, and, yeah, I'm excited to see the setup, and I'm really excited to see that match.
Man, it's going to be so awesome. Impact Wrestling Homecoming is going down January 6th at the Asylum. Tickets, impactwrestling.com. Johnny Impact, my guest. Let me ask you this. The one match, what's your dream match?
Ooh, man, let's see. Johnny Impact versus Johnny Nitro. dream match of all time, I'd say Johnny Impact versus Macho Man Randy Savage. He was one of the guys that really got me into wrestling when I was a kid, that I was infatuated with. I couldn't get enough Macho Man. I guess current wrestlers, maybe like some of the New Japan guys. I'd love to wrestle Okada. I'd love to wrestle Ibushi, Kenny Omega. I haven't stepped in the ring with any of those guys, and any of those would be a dream match for me.
You know, I would pay a good amount of money to see you and Omega go at it, because I think you two, top of your game right now, that would be the match to see.
Probably be the, man, it probably would be the best match that Kenny's ever had.
Let's just go ahead and say it right now. Let's call him out right now.
I don't know. I'm joking. It seriously would be an honor for me to have that match. I don't want to put him on blast like that, but it would be a really cool thing.
My guest, Johnny Impact, hanging out with us right now, man. Thank you so much for taking the time out and talking to us. Impact is coming back to the Asylum January 6th. Homecoming tickets, impactwrestling.com, man.
Well,
awesome.
Thanks for having me. VIP tickets are already sold out. Where Homecoming is January 6th, there's also a TV taping on January 7th. Back-to-back days at the Asylum. You can get tickets for both at impactwrestling.com.